This is a Fox News alert. It's back to court this hour for Alec Murdaugh, this time for sentencing. I'm Dave Anthony. He's facing 30 years to life in prison the day after a jury convicted the South Carolina lawyer of murdering his wife and son.
If you really look at everything, it's all plain and clear.
That's one of the jurors. Craig Moyer just said in an ABC News interview, Murdaugh showed no remorse when testifying, claiming to be innocent, faking emotion.
All he did was blow snot.
Did you not see tears?
No tears.
How did you know he wasn't crying?
Because I saw his eyes.
And he says the deliberation was only about 45 minutes.
The disgraced South Carolina attorney didn't really show any emotion as the guilty verdicts were read in court late Thursday evening. His surviving son, Buster, sat a few rows behind him with a sort of deflated look on his face.
That's Fox's Charles Watson in Walterboro. It was 1 month ago today when that freight train went off the rails in Ohio in a fiery crash spewing toxic chemicals and fumes. And residents worried about their long-term health gave a railroad official an earful at a town hall last night.
We're going to clean up the
site.
We're going to test until we get all the contamination going.
Residents demanding answers from Daryl Wilson of Norfolk Southern, which is under fire from lawmakers and officials over the derailment and decision to burn off some of the toxic chemicals on the train.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Biden, facing criticism for not visiting the site yet, says he will go at some point, and he says there will be new railroad regulations later today. The president will host Germany's chancellor at the White House, a key NATO ally helping support Ukraine against Russia. There's storm and tornado damage from Texas to Mississippi and more than 100,000 power outages. Fox Weather's Katie Burns and Little Rock, Arkansas.
But tornadoes are not the only risk. Flooding is a huge concern as well. Police and firefighters had to rescue people from their homes surrounded by water in another county, Yell County of Arkansas, late last night as well.
And there's the threat of more tornadoes today. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden is under more pressure from both parties in Congress to be more forthcoming about COVID's origins. After the FBI and Energy Department assessments this week, it's likely the virus came from a Chinese lab leak. Republican Congressman Dan Muser tells Fox Business.
The World Health Organization, I believe, continues to state that it came from, you know, the wet market and all the bat. And I actually had an opportunity to speak directly with them not too long ago. And it's just outrageous.
Fox's Peter Doocy asking the National Security Council's John Kirby if President Biden will sign a bill passed by the Senate requiring the Director of National Intelligence to declassify intelligence on COVID origins. Kirby wouldn't get into the president's decision making, but says,
right after taking office, the president declassified and made public the DNI's initial findings here about the source of COVID.
Kirby says the intelligence community is still looking into the origins of COVID, and there's still no consensus. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The House Ethics Committee has opened an investigation into Congressman George Santos, the Republican who lied about his past and his education and more before he was elected in New York in November. Now, he's also, Santos, a Republican under state and federal investigation for his lies. Way up above us in space, there's a new crew that arrived early this morning at the International Space Station.
Just incredible to be here as a rookie flyer. I just can't believe, you know, after years of training, it's the real place.
Woody Hoberg and another American astronaut are joined by a Russian cosmonaut and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. They blasted off early yesterday. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of today's trading, the day after big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.